we are really, this is probably one of the best shows, because Project Independence is just a tremendous operation here in the town of North Hempstead, helping seniors live in place. And I was trying to think, I'm introducing these guys on the way over here. Project Independence is an ice cream sundae, and Tri is the cherry on top. There's no question about it. It is the heart and soul for so many seniors that just don't have somebody to move a simple thing. A grandson, they don't want to bother a neighbor. They can call 311, and Tri comes over, and Andrew Cohen, who is the administrator, Derek, I know, who is the supervisor, and we have a guest, not a guest, a member, and actually another member, who is Claude DeSouris, who is also a very active member of Tri, and I really want to welcome you guys here. You're going to tell us about it, but I just want to extend from the town of North Hempstead a sincere thank you from all the seniors who you really... You know, it's an amazing thing just to take something out of the window. When the draft is coming in, these guys will go over and take the air conditioner out, put it in the garage, and they'll be back in a couple of weeks putting it back in. Something that's, you know, a senior goes up to change your life. Some, I don't mean menial, by no means. I'm talking something that changes your life on a daily basis, but they can't do it. So someone like Claude or Derek or, well, Andrew's in-house will organize it for you. Welcome.
A light bulb? Did you really say a light bulb?
Yeah.
When are you available? That I didn't know.
I just want to thank John, Dr. Levy, and you know, I guess we've been called a lot of things over the years, but that was certainly the most gracious intro that that we've received, and we're very proud of our partnership with Project Independence, and I believe we're going on 9 years now. And we're just, you know, it's been a great partnership for Tri, and you know, we know it really benefits the seniors in the town of North Hempstead, and you know, and what we can get into is the training that students have provided, you know, by Derek, and we have Claude here, who's been on some Project Independence jobs, but you know, we just want to thank you for hosting.
You've been doing it for 9 years,
yeah,
and we don't have, I don't have the updated number. This is from 2010.
No, since 2010.
Oh, since, I'm sorry. But over almost 1,300 people have been helped by these guys. That's a huge number of people, from a son who might live in Florida but knows mom, some dumb little thing isn't working, so she keeps calling and saying, I can't reach it, or I hear the tick, the smoke detector, or some silliness. You can call 311. So go ahead now. I'm sorry, Andrew.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, what it really comes down to is that a lot of seniors, a lot of people in general, you know, don't have $100 or so to pay for a contractor to come into their house. And, you know, also a lot of seniors are hesitant to contact family and friends to help them. You know, they have pride, they're proud. And so what can ultimately happen is that they end up living in an unsafe condition, or, you know, they're just afraid to ask and reach out for help. Project Independence, you know, was established, and I think, you know, it's really benefited seniors, and we're happy to get the calls and help seniors, and, you know, let Derek and Claude kind of explain the jobs that
they do. Okay, that's fine. That's perfect. Derek is the supervisor, and he works very closely with Claude.
Yes.
To me, it's a pleasure for me to go out there to help these people. Then, you know, I'm thinking, you know, one of these days I'm going to get, if I get a chance to be their age too, you know what I'm saying? So I got my parents, so I take care of them. So I take care of them. To me, it's a pleasure to go help these people out, you know what I'm saying? I feel good about it, you know. That's, you know.
In what ways do you help the people out?
You know,
I'll give you my address before we leave.
Oh, if they tell me to wait.
Marlene, we're not going there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wait.
Look, we're on air, John. We are on air.
To clean the window, whatever have to be done, it's like a pleasure, you know. It's fun to help them out, you know.
That is it. That is wonderful. Do you know? I've had seniors contact me. Do I know anybody to turn their mattress?
Okay.
They have nobody to turn it. As small as it may seem to somebody else who has a mate, if somebody's alone, please, I need help to turn my mattress. Who do you recommend? They don't want strangers coming in the house. They don't want to bother their relatives to do something like that. And the light bulb, as I said, you know, your light bulb goes. If you can afford, you call an electrician to change your light bulb.
Right.
If you can't, who's going to change your light bulb? Or those smoke detectors, if you don't have them hooked up centrally and you have your they go off crazy. And then all of a sudden you can't change a battery and you can't shut it off. You're telling me that there's a number which I had no idea that Tri is involved with. I thought, I didn't realize the other end at the kind
this
of help
that
they
offer. This
all
goes back to just call 311. You call 311 in the town. Mm-hmm. You tell them what the issue is. And if they don't have a partnership as tremendous as Tri's, they're going to go out and get you one. If there's something that they can't handle, they'll look into it. That's the amazing thing about Project Independence. And I've met Derek a few times. And so when you have somebody coming into your house, in my mind, that this is, I look, you know, I trust people. Claude is a wonderful person. But they'll still have a supervisor to make sure everything's done right. So it's a double team. It's an amazing thing. You know, Claude, you can just listen to him. He wants to come and help. But yet, not statistically, from a supervision point of view, it's required that there's also a supervisor. Mm-hmm. And Derek comes with them and also helps out. So, I mean, it's like you have two hands coming in to do this stuff, which is tremendous. And I remember, I didn't know you guys then. I still am the president of the Great Neck Senior Social Center now. But I went over to pick some, I went over to pick up a few pitches for an auction. And the woman was waiting because the next day the electrician was coming. What for? I mean, I don't know anything about electric. But, you know, the house, when you're in your kitchen, you go two steps, you make a turn, you go down into the basement. Well, the light bulb there, she couldn't reach it. But me just standing on the top step, I could put my hand up.
Yeah.
Change the light bulb. She was so indebted, mm-hmm. I did nothing. But her son lived in Arizona, whatever it was, Florida. She and she was a petite little woman. She couldn't do it.
I've had that happen.
Yeah, and then you cancel, so she saved $100. And I only charged her $120. I said, because I was good looking. No. No, but when you put it together, it's a gift. And then you're comfortable. You know it was done right.
I had that happen years ago where the light bulb on the stairs.
Okay.
And I hired the electrician, who I couldn't believe actually put a ladder on the stairs and wrapped it around the banister and got up to change it on a ladder. I'm saying, how do you know, because it was so high up, like that. But here when you're telling me you have a supervisor, two people going.
Right, absolutely.
I think first of all you have
more than two, depending on the job.
Whatever. You have a thinker. Right. Somebody else, one person thinks one thing, another person thinks another, and you can really accomplish so much more that way.
Derek, just go to that. Like with a particular job, somebody calls in. Is it one person, two, or is there always a bunch?
Okay. So usually it's like two guys, you know, depending on the job. A lot of times we do gutter cleaning and raking of leaves. What we have been getting a lot lately is moving jobs, basically disposal of old electronics like TVs, furniture, stuff like that, which they, you know, the seniors just are not able to lift. So in cases like that, we would require an extra guy. You know, removing televisions like from basements, you know, and pretty old ones, which are extremely heavy.
Oof.
You know, so, you know, that's a plus.
Rid of it or just bringing it to another room? Because they're readjusting.
It depends on the town, like the area we're in. We usually put it, like, to the curb, to the street.
Okay.
For removal. I know there are some special pickups in certain areas.
Right, okay.
So depending on what it is, we would just put it out there for pickup at the street.
And that's something you don't even pay attention to.
No.
You know, the TV is going out because most people, their son will come by, Mom, you don't want it, or got a new TV, and you just walk outside with it. For somebody else, it's an eyesore sitting in the middle, and you start calling people, and for a minimum, you know, they want 150 to come by.
Right.
You know.
I have a question, Andrew.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Andrew, is there a collaboration, perhaps with EOC, Economic Opportunity, whatever they have in the different areas, where they have, they actually buy homes that have to be furnished for groups, you know, whether it's the homeless that they're putting into the homes or the, you know, the boys' homes. And because I know I have called them to take the furniture, take this and take that, and they'll furnish somebody's home. Do you have any working with that? Because you're just saying you remove things. It would be wonderful.
Yeah, we haven't established any types of partnerships like that. One of the things that we have looked into in the past, and we kind of keep beating down the door, is to really contact banks, you know, for like foreclosures, you know, to kind of go in, really maintain, you know, make sure that properties are clean. But in terms of what you just described, we haven't forged that type of partnership yet, but you know, maybe in the future it's something
it would be wonderful because again, they purchase homes and they're all over the place on Long Island.
Right.
And it would be great with what you do, which I didn't know. I really, you know, I was explaining that I have had a friend whose two sons were involved in Triumph Shore years ago, 30 years ago, and it helped them to continue education locally and prosper in their lives. They're twins, and they live together, and they're in their 40s now, or maybe close to 50. Anyway.
No, I just realized my phone.
No.
But no, what you're saying is 100% true.
First of all, I didn't know about the seniors. This is so important. I'm so happy that you have that you're here, because I didn't know you called 311, and I know so many people who really need help, seniors, to do this, to do that, just what you're saying.
Right.
They live in apartments. I can't reach this. I can't get that. I can't move this.
Well, that's why these guys are on the radio today, and they've been on the radio before, because it's something that, I mean, 1,300 is a huge number, but it's not, because there's still so many people out there that could use it. And what Derek was saying before, you know, as people move from the downstairs, you know, they might have an extra bedroom downstairs, they want to come down to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major operation. You got a moving company, I can't do this, and next thing you know, it's $1,000, $1,500. These guys can go spend a couple of hours. You know, they're not going to be decorating and painting your room, but they'll get the stuff down. I mean, there's the fine line where helping out somebody is not re-carpeting the floor.
What is the charge? I mean, do you have a sliding scale in the fees that you charge?
Well, we just really charge for the parts. You know, the town, you know, pays the individuals, which is great. So, you know, for the seniors, it's really a win-win all the way around. You know, because we have students who we referred to try for, you know, vocational rehabilitation. And, you know, what's great is that Project Independence provides real-world jobs. You know, they're going to the seniors' homes, so they're kind of interacting with the customer. So ultimately, when they finish their training, a try, and they're placed in a, you know, in the company, and they're doing this, they have the experience, the real-world experience.
There's no charge. So if Claude comes to the house to move the air conditioner, say, from the garage back into the window for a senior as the summer comes along, says thank you very much, off he goes. And that's the end of it. There's no charge to the person whatsoever. We'll change the light bulb while I'm there. I mean, I always turn around and say people should be courteous, offer you soda,
absolutely,
a cup of coffee, a piece of cake if it's there. And the guy should be, that's their call if they're wanting to have it.
But they would accept tips. Right. And they would accept tips because you would tip anybody who would come into your house anyway. Do people, okay, we won't go there.
No. Well, we'll just get on to the next topic.
Okay.
And what's great, though, I mean, just in terms of, I mean, if you call it compensation, it's really the experience. Because ultimately, it would provide Claude and other students with, you know, the experience to land, you know, really good jobs, meaningful jobs at the end of the training. We've placed individuals. So after the training, what we do is provide job placement, job coaching, you know, to the individual. So it's all part of that continuum.
Such as where? What kind of job?
In terms of maintenance, we have a strong partnership with American Maintenance. So they've hired a lot of our students, and they work at the at Nassau Community College, SUNY Old Westbury, SUNY Stony Brook, and so, you know, it's a couple hundred individuals that they've hired. So, and the pay is you know, it's definitely good pay, very competitive.
It is decent, yes.
That's
how wonderful.
Yeah, so you have individuals, you know, with disabilities who, you know, some of the individuals have never worked before, or, you know, they've made minimum wage, and, you know, ultimately they end up with a good paying job. And, you know, we've had individuals come back, and it's, you know, for anyone who's worked in vocational rehabilitation, you love the success stories. You know, so they come back, they have the cars, they're living independently. You know, that's what makes it so great.
We're going to go into a break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're back in a moment.
So cool. Hello, you.